dominant conversations of our time. You'll remember there is a parliamentary process that's been underway to get public comment in terms of how the land expropriation issue should be dealt with. But we already had an expropriation bill that was in the works that started even when former President Jacob Zuma was still in power. That has now been withdrawn, and we're joined now by the Public Works Committee Chairperson Humphrey Memezi on the line from Cape Town. Good morning to you, and thank you for your time. Why has this bill been withdrawn?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to 702 listeners. Indeed, Bongani, the Portfolio Committee on Public Works met on Tuesday and resolved to withdraw the bill. The reason, but the terminology that we are using in the bill, we say we reject the bill because our joint rule affords us that terminology. So, but it is meaning the same. It's meaning that we are withdrawing it. We refer it to Parliament, and soon next week, the Parliament will then withdraw the bill. The reason for the committee to withdraw the bill, you would understand that in February, Parliament appointed an ad hoc committee to look into the Section 25 of the Constitution, which deal with the land and property. Then it has been moving throughout the breadth of South Africa and hearing the views of South Africans, whether Section 25 should be reviewed or not. Now, our bill that has been sitting with us since 2015 is talking about the expropriation with compensation, which means it's within the current Section 25 of the Constitution. But the mood in South Africa today is that indeed the land should be expropriated without compensation where possible. So we are now withdrawing it for that committee to present their report in Parliament in end of September, so that the minister would then come out with a revised bill, which will include what would be prevailing after September, after the report of September by the ad hoc committee that is concluding its work today.
Mr. Memezi, there are those, particularly in the EFF, who will say this is yet a demonstration that actually the ANC was never as serious about expropriation in the way that they are, and that you're now doing backtracking because this wasn't something that your party was convinced about in the first place. What's your response to that?
Well, if you understand, the people of South Africa understand how the ANC has sacrifice itself, including many of the leaders of the ANC that were hanged fighting for the land as early as 1912, long before the EFF could come to exist. ANC fought for the land, and there were people who were hanged by the white regime.
Sure, Mr. Memez, we know that history. We know all that history, but the question I'm asking you is, the EFF would say part of the reason you're having to withdraw this now is that the process that's currently underway that you referred to is one they initiated, and because you weren't as serious as they are on this, you've been found once again with your pants down.
Not at all, Bongani. The reality is that the ANC is quite a reasonable organization that move things within the mood of South Africans. We don't want to rock the boat because we have the economy to nest, because if the economy can be brought down, South Africans would suffer. So we don't want what had happened in other African countries to happen here. That is why we started in 1912, long before, but slowly we had to do things in terms of the mood and ensuring that the economy is not compromised in the process.
All right, Humphrey Memezi, the Public Works Committee Chairperson, on the line there from Cape Town, answering that issue. Sometimes you need to hear from the likes of Humphrey Memezi on your radio. EWN.